Blog Talk Radio.
The words we speak translate into feelings that express belief systems at the conscious and subconscious level. And what we speak is what we attract towards us.
We really aren't using our minds for the most positive results in our life.
Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make about
that? Well, it's type of tie with what the lady was just saying, as far as the way the children are raised and the environment that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm in a recovery program now, and it teaches us that we have a philosophy here that we are all born with potential and we are not victims of circumstance. And I believe that everybody has the will to change. You can't blame the way you were raised for things you do in life. You have to be able to decide right from wrong at one point in time.
You are listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Shirley, also known as Toughway. Toughway means to appreciate God and to glorify God. Let's glorify God today on this episode of In the Spirit.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to In the Spirit this Sunday, August 2nd. It's a little bit different than our regularly scheduled broadcast. I've been having some technical difficulties at my computer. Actually, I have a virus on my computer, which is not a good thing. But praise God and glory be to God, we are here today to do this segment, and I do thank God for that opportunity to come before you this day. Let's go ahead and talk about transforming your mind from thinking of God outside of you to realizing that the Spirit of God is actually inside of you. We don't have to pray to a God up there in heaven somewhere out there in the ozone. Ephesians tells us to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. Now, what is the difference between spirit and soul? We talked about that a little bit on the last segment. The soul contacts the intellectual realm, and the spirit communicates with the spiritual realm. And we also know that the inner voice, which is the conscious is the voice of our spirit. It is that still, small voice that will speak to us if we are willing to listen to it. And let me tell you, the more you listen to that still, small voice inside of you, the louder it becomes. That, I equate that with being obedient to the Spirit of God. And there is a difference between our inward man and our outer man. The inward man is a spirit, and God does something with the inward man, but not with the outer man. The outward man is something that we have to deal with. The outward man is our physical, our outward environment. Those things that we have control over, we take responsibility for. But the things that are of God, the inward things of the spirit, is God's responsibility. And we work collaboratively with God in that sense, and we'll talk more about that, co-creating our world in cooperation with the Spirit of God in us. The Spirit of God and the Word of God always agree. The Holy Spirit will communicate with our spirit on the inside of us and always be in agreement with the whole redemptive message of the Bible. Now, how do we train? How do you train the human spirit? One way is by meditating on the Word of God, or just by meditating, period, by taking time to be quiet, listening to the still small voice, by going inside and just being still to get to know God. And also by practicing the Word of God, and giving the Word first place in our life, and then instantly obeying. Again, we go back to obeying that voice of God in our spirit. the inward man must become the dominant one. A lot of times we let the dictates of our mind, what we feel like doing, what we want to do, become the dominant force in our life. But we must place our body in submission to our spirit. And what exactly does that mean? That means that we have to listen more to the inner voice of God inside of us rather than following our own minds and doing what we want to do. And I think that's where a lot of us get into trouble, because we are so used to doing what we want to do, and it's hard for us to submit to that small voice inside of us. But that's what this whole process is all about, learning to be more in tune to that voice and following and obeying that voice inside of us rather than following our own mind and doing what we want to do. Because as we know through experience, doing what we want to do sometimes gets us in trouble. But if we're obedient and we listen to and follow that inner voice, it will always lead and guide us to God's good and perfect will for our life in any given moment or situation that we encounter. So the Holy Spirit is the Lord God within us. The Word tells us in 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Do you know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" It is only after our self-realization that the Spirit of God can shine in our awareness. The Spirit, which is a reflection of God Almighty, is the source of absolute truth and joy. But this Spirit does not shine in our awareness when it is in the human state. That's when we're following our own mind. Only after self-realization does our awareness get enlightened by the Spirit. The first thing we have to understand and accept is that we are not this body, this mind, or this intelligence, or our intellect, or our emotion, or the conditions, or our ego. We're not any of that. And thus, to find pure love, peace, and joy of absolute truth, we have to become one with the Spirit. The Scriptures also tells us that it is the Spirit of God which is received by us that enables us to know the thoughts of God. The thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. And this is in 1 Corinthians 2:11. And we have not received the Spirit that is of this world, but we have received the Spirit which is from God. The Scriptures also tells us that it is the Spirit of God which is received by us that enables us to know the thoughts of God. And the Scriptures also tells us that God has prepared many things for those who love Him, things which the eyes have not seen nor the ears heard, and which have not been entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him. And that's in 1 Corinthians 2:9. And these things are only revealed through the Spirit of God. For to us God reveals Him through His Spirit, and the Spirit searches all things, even to the depths of God. And again, we're in 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, and that is from the 10th verse. Now, we have not received the Spirit that is of this world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. The Holy Spirit becomes our Lord within when the light of the Spirit is ignited within us. Whenever a man turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Thus, the Holy Spirit becomes the Lord within. And this is the oneness. Wherever your attention goes, it acts in a collective way. All the activities of your attention are blessed, as the attention itself becomes effective. Your attention is very important. Your desires are even more important because it is such an integral thing when your desires and your attention becomes one. So how do the spirit and the attention work together? Whatever is good for the spirit you desire, so your attention goes toward whatever will cause the spirit power to emanate. There exists the kingdom of God, and it creates us, and the Lord of our autonomous nervous system is one spirit, which is the reflection of God. The scriptures ask the question, do you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you, which is our opening passage? In case we have not realized it, once our spirit is raised to the throne of God Almighty in the kingdom of God within, then our Holy Spirit within is the Lord within, practically speaking. When we have our baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit within becomes our Lord, and there can only be one Lord. So I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I'm going to have closing remarks. Today we're going to have closing remarks by a special guest. Her name is Nashaya. And she's going to close out the segment with a few words. And here is Nashaya.
And thank you for listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you all have a God blessed day. Thank you.
And that will do it for this segment of In the Spirit. Thank you so much for tuning into the show.